Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we're going to revisit a subject. I do this occasionally because we get new listeners all the time, and there are so many hours of back material that not everyone can get through it all. Plus, much of the material I put out there is really dense, and sometimes small but important things can be missed. So with that, we'll open with an email from Jason C. from Texas. He writes, I just completed the series on home defense, and I wanted to share something that I see every day, and I now recognize the danger of it. I don't know if you've covered this yet, and I apologize if this is redundant. I live in a fast-growing suburb with my wife and boys. Like most moms and dads, we are very proud of our kids and enjoy watching them participate in scholastic and athletic activities. But unlike what seems to be every other parent in town, I do not have a sticker with my kid's name, sport, and number on my vehicle. I'm really not a car decal person anyway, but it occurred to me how much info this provides. You're displaying to everyone that you have kids, their gender, and if you're local, it's not hard to find out their age by the school or team name. It can also tell would-be criminals that you may not be home on certain days due to games or events. Another sticker type I see are the family stickers. Sure, it is cute to have a stick figure rendering mom, dad, brother, sister, baby, dog, and cat on your minivan, or large and small flip-flop sandals for each member of the family with paw prints for the pets, but you're once again telling everyone what your family consists of. Criminals could not only see how many of there you are, but what pets they need to watch out for, but also have directions to your home by following you. Thanks, Jason. I have covered this subject in the past on the show and in my Taekwondo Times column, but it is worth repeating. And Jason, you nailed it. Do not advertise information about yourself and your family as you drive around town. The stickers Jason brings up are a perfect example. Other things are license plate holders such as, Proud Grandma of Beth and Bobby, or My Child is an Honor Student at Come Molest Me Elementary, or personalized license plate that tell everyone you're a doctor, a dentist, an executive, or just make lots of money. Keep your personal information personal and private. Be proud of your children and accomplishments, but don't make the mistake of branding yourself a target for criminal attack because of it. As I always say, when you go out into public, you want to blend in and be anonymous. Being big and flashy will grab the attention of every criminal in the area. Do not let your ego get you into trouble. Come to think of it, I think I've even said that before. And actually, that will do it for this week. Thanks again, Jason, for your email. Everyone can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and on Facebook, it's Practical Defense. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
United States Concealed Carry Association is the most comprehensive, up-to-date resource for the law-abiding armed citizen. When you join USCCA, you'll make new friends with like-minded folks on private forums. Save time and money with our concealed carry gun and gear reviews. Enjoy your own subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. Learn the latest in training and self-defense techniques. Enjoy peace of mind knowing you're properly prepared. Go to www.gunrightsradio.com/USCCA and sign up today. Gun Rights Radio Network is a proud affiliate of United States Concealed Carry Association.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.